Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second, the second baseman, Don Johnson. Batting third, the left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh, the catcher, Mickey Livingston. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Al Glossop. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Hy Bithorn. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hy Bithorn. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Frankie Gustin. Batting second, the right fielder, Frank Coleman. Batting third, the left fielder, Jim Russell. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth, the first baseman, L.B. Fletcher. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Al Gianfrido. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Billy Cox. Batting eighth, the catcher, Hank Camelli. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Rip Sewell. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Rip Sewell. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bithorn fields it and throws to first for the out. Gustin moves to second. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gustin scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. L.B. Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elliott moves to third. Al Gianfrido is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gianfrido hits a ball on the ground towards short. Glossop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Camelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Glossop misplays the ball. That's an error on Glossop. Rip Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Glossop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Comelli moves to second. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gustin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Comelli scores. Gustin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Pirates. Frank Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Glossop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glossop hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hi Bithorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bithorn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bithorn moves to second. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russell moves to second. Bob Chipman now pitching. Al Gianfrido is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gianfrido is 0-for-1 in the game. Gianfrido hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cabaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabaretta hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-1 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Comelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Comelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell bunts towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Comelli moves to second. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gustin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Camelli moves to third. Frank Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Camelli scores. Gustin moves to third. It's 3-0, Pirates. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 0-for-1 in the game. Livingston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Glossop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glossop is 0-for-1 in the game. Glossop hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Waitkus pinch hits for Bob Chipman. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Schmidt's now pitching. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Gionfrido is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gionfrido is 0-for-2 in the game. Gionfrido hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Russell. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowry takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Lowry moves to third. It's 3-1, Pirates. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-2 in the game. Rickard hits a pop-up towards short. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustin fields it and throws to second for the out. Lowry scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Pirates. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Livingston hits a line drive into left field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Camelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Camelli hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rip Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Gustin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Glossop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glossop is 0-for-2 in the game. Glossop is hit by the pitch. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz bunts towards first. Fletcher fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fletcher. Glossop moves to second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-3 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fletcher fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Glossop moves to third. Two outs. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glossop scores. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 3, Pirates, 3. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Camelli and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-3 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Maurice Van Robies pinch hits for Aljon Frito. Maurice Van Robies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Robies strikes out. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 3 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Rickard. Cox reaches second base with a double. Hank Camelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camelli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Camelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Glossop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cox moves to third. Two outs. Rip Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Glossop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cox scores. It's 4-3, Pirates. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz fires to first and has Sewell trapped. There's the throw to Glossop, who tags Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Barrett now playing center field. Heinz Becker pinch hits for Mickey Livingston. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fletcher fields the ball and throws to Sewell covering. Safe. Lou Stringer pinch runs for Heinz Becker. Al Glossop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glossop is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Glossop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fletcher fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Gilbert pinch hits for Johnny Schmitz. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert hits a fly ball into left field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 4 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Hack reaches second base with a double. There goes Glossop trying to get to home. Coleman throws the ball into Camelli, who tags Glossop, who came all the way from first, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.